Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is a guy that everybody knows all across the country, a guy that has won over $800,000 in the BASS Tour and almost $400,000 on the FLW Tour. And with me today is Davey Height. Davey, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Terry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the year. I guess one of the things, you know, you had just an absolute super year last year, Angler of the Year, and a lot of good things went on for you. And now this year, maybe not as good as you'd like.
Well, it's not, but, you know, fishing's a funny sport. You don't always catch them. And, you know, I had a phenomenal year last year, and very glad to have that kind of year. You know, you're just not going to continue on the kind of streak that I was on, but, you know, we'll get it back going here pretty soon, I hope.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Last year started with a couple of wins, and boy, you can't hardly beat that. But, you know, as a guy that continually is one of the most versatile anglers out on the trail, the guy that whenever he's in a tournament, people think, hey, Davey Height's here. Maybe, you know, we got a chance that he's going to win this thing. You know, you got to think about, you know, the ups and downs, and how does that play on a bass angler?
Well, you know, I've been real fortunate to have some success in my career, and, you know, fishing is, it's a mental game, and you got to have confidence in what you're doing, you know, I just think that's a real big part of it, and so far, you know, I've been fortunate enough to win a few tournaments and get a little confidence competing against the best fishermen in the world, and you're not going to always win competing against those, but if you can just stay consistent and have some good years and not have too many bad years, and you stay out there and, you know, live your dream like I've been able to do and be a professional angler.
Well, you know, it's one of the things as an angler, you think about a lot of guys that are the weekend anglers, the people that, you know, watch and listen to Bass Fan and do those kind of things. They're really thinking about, boy, that's a great career, but it's a lot of work as well.
It's an awful lot of work. You know, we fish 6-7 days in a row, and a lot of times we'll drive right to the next event. You know, your one day off is driving anywhere from 100 to 1,000 miles to the next event, and then you're back on the water again. And, you know, late in the spring and early summer, when the days are so long, you're out on the water 12, 13, sometimes 14 hours a day. And it's a lot of hard work, but, you know, it's like any job. If you enjoy what you're doing, if you're content and happy, and those 12-hour days go by a lot quicker than, you know, an 8-hour day if you're not happy.
Well, that's for sure. You know, Davey, I remember it wasn't too long ago, I think 99, the Bassmaster Classic win, and you look back at that win, man, what a great tournament that was for you. You really led it from beginning to end.
Yeah, you know, that was absolutely a dream come true to win the Classic. I finished second in the Classic in 96, and that was probably my biggest goal in fishing, is to try to win the Bassmaster Classic, the Super Bowl of bass fishing, and to get so close in 96 and then just not quite do it, finish second, I mean, it just broke my heart, but it made it sweet and real special to be able to come back and win it in 99 and have my wife and kids there. And, you know, it's just a dream come true. I wish every tournament angler in the country could experience what it's like to win the Super Bowl of fishing.
Well, you know, there wasn't too many years right after that 96 second place that in 98 – you won the FLW championship on the Mississippi River, and what a great tournament. You and Tommy Biffle went head-to-head in an area that was a very, very small area, and I think almost 90 pounds came out of one small area.
Yeah, I mean, that was an awesome tournament. Tommy and I were fishing the same little small area. We were driving, I think it was 73 miles and going through two locks to get to a little small area, and it ends up, you know, he and I one-on-one basically for the win, and unfortunately second place was $25,000 and first place was a whopping $250,000, and gosh, I hated to see him lose, but I'm glad it was him and not me, because it's such a big difference. And, you know, at that time, that was the first $250,000 payout in our sport. Now there's tournaments that have paid that much and even more, but you know, just to the dream of winning that much money, I still have to just kind of pinch myself and realize that I was able to be fortunate enough to win that money, and I have to ask my wife where it went every about every other month. What happened to it?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and folks, if you can't tell, I've caught Davey coming from a tournament, and he's on his cell phone, so we got a little bit of that cell phone noise, but it's great to catch you guys. I catch you all over the place. I catch you at shows, seminars. We catch you on the road. We catch you at the Classic. We catch you all those places. But you've just come from the FLW championship again, or the FLW Open, excuse me, and really didn't have the tournament you wanted to, but it's still just getting there and being able to fish is really a cool deal.
That's right, Kerry, and I apologize if we're, you know, it's a bad connection a little bit. But, yeah, I've actually just finished fishing about 2 hours ago, and I've got to fly out of Nashville tomorrow. And I just left the northwest corner of Arkansas, and I got a flight out of Nashville, Tennessee tomorrow because I thought I could drive that far and go up to Chicago and do a show for Trident Boats, and then I'll get to fly back home Sunday night. So it's... If you're not on the water, you're on the superhighway or in the air as a professional angler, that's for sure.
Well, and as you continue to do well, the angler of the year, probably everybody wants to know how you did that, where you got there, all those kind of things. So your name's got to be in high demand. And I know right after you won the Classic, you didn't have much time to fish, did you?
No, you really don't. But, you know, that's something that, you know, it's just kind of part of the territory. If you're fortunate enough to win a big title like the Classic or an Angler of the Year, then you're in high demand, and that's what you wish for when you're trying to get sponsors. And once you do have a little success and your sponsors that have been with you for so long, like Evan Root Outboards and Trident Boats, and I could go on and on, but it's really kind of time to pay them back and go and do some promoting for them. And, you know, that makes them maybe have a little patience with you when you have a bad tournament.
Well, you know, one of the things about fishing is a lot of it's success on the water. You know, you got to have that initial success, but it's also getting out there and working for those sponsors that you mentioned.
It really is. You know, a lot of people ask me, how do you get sponsors and, you know, what do I need to do to be able to make a living in this sport? But you have to realize it's a business, and Trident Boats and, you know, like I mentioned, Everroot and other people that sponsor me, it's a two-way street, and they've invested money in me. They've invested money with me, and, you know, I've got to give them some time and do some things with them also.
Well, as you travel down the highway, be careful as you head to Nashville. But, Davey, I guess as the things are coming up here, you guys started, so it seems like so long ago, back in January, and now you're kind of wrapping up as the season progresses. What's in store for the rest of the year for you?
Well, I'm going to do a lot of work for my sponsors later on in the year. This summer I'm supposed to do a show with ESPN and Citgo over in Mexico. I'm going to spend about a week or so, and I'm supposed to go do a show in Venezuela, doing a little saltwater fishing. Just a rough life, but I'm going to find something to do with my time.
From South Carolina, Davey Height. And Davey, I hope you have a safe trip into Nashville, and thanks for being with us here on Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you, Terry.
We'll be back on Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, Terry Brown.